talk some sports, get the local view from the fine sports anchor for KMTR, our NBC affiliate here in town. If you can't catch the live broadcast, try at NBC16.com. You'll follow on Twitter. The handle is at Hayden Herrera. Hayden, always appreciate the time. How's life treating you these days?
Hey, I can't complain. It's been good. Finally, football season is here. We're just right in the thick of things now.
So apparently the powers that be decided that you can't be just a sports guy anymore. You got to be an official newsman for a night. So tell me about that experience.
Yeah, so we had NBC's partnering with Clear the Shelters. It's kind of a month-long campaign across the country of all NBC stations, just really reaching out with humane societies and shelters in different areas. And so we had our anchor, Kendall Bartley, out there last night at Green Hill Humane Society. And so that meant we needed somebody to hold down the fort in studio. So my name got called, and yeah, it was fun. It was a kind of a slow news day, which I was grateful for.
Yeah.
But it was fun seeing all the dogs and cats and whatnot. And it sounds like we got some animals found some forever homes, so you can't complain about that.
No, Megan and the folks at Green Hill are the absolute best. I love dealing with them.
Yeah.
And I'm glad. That's awesome on behalf of all of you guys. So your Twitter feed from last night, while me and the rest of the Giants fans in the world are just miserable, you managed somehow to avoid laying the points, but cashed in on a few prop bets. So my misery was your joy last night.
Yeah, and I almost took the under just because I heard the weather conditions were going to be kind of weird over there at Raul John. So glad I didn't do that. But yeah, I had Daniel Jones to score. Who else? I had McKissick first half touchdown, which he scored with like 21 seconds left.
Right.
And then I had the over 3.5 field goals, which was the easiest one of them all. So yeah, good night.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, he said sarcastically. Anyway, we were talking with Hayden Herrera, KMTR Sports. So I know you hail from Arkansas, went there, worked there. You also worked in Joplin, Missouri, where I think that was where Mickey Mantle played his minor league ball.
Yeah,
but
I
saw a Go Raiders on Twitter. So are you a lifelong silver and black fan? And I'm always curious, being from that part of the country, how did you become a fan of the Raiders?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much even before the Rich Gant, I guess, yeah, 2099, somewhere around there. That's when when you live in Arkansas, there's no pro team, so
right.
You kind of get to pick whatever. And, you know, everybody in Arkansas is a Cowboys fan or a Rams fan or a Chiefs fan, just because those are the closest geographically. And really the only close team to Arkansas that I like is the Royals. So I kind of always went against the grain with that. So I picked the Raiders and, you know, experienced heartbreak as a middle schooler losing Super Bowl 37. But I've experienced quite a few bad years since then. But but yeah, what a fun game Monday night. Wow.
And you also hung in there after the Tuck rule, so you're a legit fan. You've made your bones.
You know, people don't talk about, do you know how different the world would be had that not happened? We might not know who Tom Brady was.
Yeah, that was the blitz by Woodson, the sack, the fumble, the recovery, and believe me, every single solitary person watching that learned that there was this BS Tuck rule. So,
yeah,
I'm with you there. Before we get to Duck football, the soccer team, big one tonight. I mean, this program maybe has had some moments, but just the one winning season since 2006. But it was last year. Now they're unbeaten, 3 wins, 3 draws. They play at 7 tonight against Portland. Fair to say, might be entering a new, better, more successful era of Oregon soccer.
Yeah, I think the team has really, really bought into what Graham Abel and his staff are doing over there. No offense to, you know, I really enjoyed Cat Mertz.
Yeah, me too.
Here, but they just needed an upgrade. The Pac-12 is, you know, maybe the toughest conference in women's collegiate soccer. SEC is kind of up there too in the ACC, but the Pac-12 is really tough. So they needed someone in there with experience. You know, Graham Abel coming from the U.S. women's national team, and they're a really physical team, and they picked up a really nice win at Texas last week. They've got a heck of a goalkeeper, Leah Freeman. She's really young, but she was all Pac-12 last season. They got Portland. You know, Portland's actually kind of, you know, for those that don't know, that's pretty much the best women's team in the state, really, historically. You know, Rapinoe went there, and Sinclair. So, and they've only beaten them once in school history. So it'd be nice for them to get another win against them.
Yeah, I believe Tiffany Milbritt from the 99 World Cup team was a pilot as well. All right, let's go to Oregon football. We continue with Hayden Herrera, KMTR. The Ducks need a big fourth quarter to get past Fresno State. Then they go to play that beast at the Horseshoe. And I was kind of like, I think they could keep it close. So, Hayden, before the game, what was your honest read on this game? And I guess then the level of surprise that they not only won, but they never even trailed.
No, yeah. I mean, going into that, you know, we kind of heard some rumors about Flo. We knew Kayvon is probably not going to play, and then the Flo rumors started. And so, you know, it was a 9 a.m. kickoff. So we had our Friday night high school football show the night before. So I tried to sleep in as much as possible after that. So I woke up around 8 or so, and sure enough, you see the news that Flo's out. So I'm like, wow, this might get a little ugly. But boy, was I wrong. And I'm, you know, I'll be the first to say I admit I was wrong. They came out there and played with heart. CJ Stroud still threw for, you know, 500 something yards, right, close to, but they did what they had to do. They weren't afraid of that environment. And I think that's huge going forward. Obviously, you know, we asked the team, you know, how do you keep that energy from that to the Seawolves of Stony Brook? And, you know, they've got that 1-0 mantra, but, you know, it can't be the same, right? There's no, it's Stony Brook. I'm sure Stony Brook's a great place. Long Island, I'm sure you know people there, but it's Stony Brook. Come on.
Yeah, you know, the interesting part about that is, and you and I and fans could be dismissive, you would never hear a coach or player say something like that, but, you know,
right,
this roster, a lot of young faces, we don't know who the backup quarterback really is. So, Hayden, maybe an opportunity if they extend and build a lead to kind of see the depth chart and at least find out who's the number two behind Anthony Brown.
Yeah, I mean, I would be interested to see more. Yeah, hopefully we get to see maybe like as many as three quarterbacks play. Who knows? You know, especially with, you know, the redshirt rule, you can play guys and still, you know, keep them their redshirt year. So why not? Obviously, the weather might play a little factor, like it did last night at FedEx Field. Not really looking forward to that, but you score some points early, get those young guys in, see how they can handle themselves. I think that'll be. You know, maybe not the biggest thing I'm looking forward in this game, but it'll be very interesting.
A couple final thoughts for Hayden Herrera, KMTR. When Joe Moorhead got this gig, we learned about, you know, some of his offenses, especially those 2 years at Penn State when, you know, guys like Saquon Barkley, and they were top 20 in scoring, top 10. I thought last year with COVID, we didn't get a real accurate read about what he can do, but with some experience in Anthony Brown, those weapons, safe to say after what we saw last Saturday, man, the capability of this group has a pretty high ceiling.
Yeah, and with Moorhead, I always kind of thought he got a bad draw at Mississippi State. It was a weird environment there. I don't know the whole specifics of what went into that, but I think they, you know, in the SEC, you got to win or go home, and win or get sent home, and that's what happened to him. But maybe he's found his niche. You know, some people have their niches just coordinators, so maybe that's what he'll be. But man, yeah, he's really found something. He's the combo with him and Brown. You know, I think Brown probably needs to work on his accuracy a little bit. I think that's kind of what I'm wanting to see Saturday. But he looks at his roster. He's got, you know, he's got Brown. He's got these two incredible backs, the dynamic duo of Verdell and Dye. And you got some receivers that are starting to make themselves known and really want to prove themselves, which I think they can. You know, when given the right opportunity. So yeah, I mean, I think Moorhead's in a really good spot right now, as long as his offense can just keep going.
Yeah, also not to mention the depth at tight end, and let's face it, he completely out-schemed Ohio State. He had them back on their heels. But the last thing I want to get to is, a lot of people are talking about the vanilla game against Fresno State, and truth be told, the offensive line let Brown face some pressure. They weren't great at run blocking, but man, against Ohio State, you can't go into a hostile environment like that and not have your line play tip top. What about the big fellas at the Horseshoe? I just thought they were unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say enough about, you know, what the line means to this program. I mean, it's a keystone of, I guess, Mario Cristobal's just, you know, persona. And you got Alex Mirabal. I mean, I guess it seems like, you know, their friendship goes back to diapers. I'm sure it doesn't, but they've been friends for forever, and you know, that chemistry works so well. And yeah, I mean, even when you talk to these guys, they just seem so, you know, professional. And not that others weren't, but going back to years past, all the throughout the Cristobal era, these past couple of years, everybody just seems so polished, and then they get on the field and they just bruise you around. And I saw Forsythe getting some love nationally this year, and I think it's just a hallmark of Cristobal's legacy, and it'll just continue.
Yeah, that was a remarkable performance on a stage like that. Folks, he's Hayden Herrera, KMTR Sports. His Raiders are at Pittsburgh. We got the Ducks hosting Stony Brook. You can keep up on Twitter. Use the handle at Hayden Herrera. Hayden, great stuff. Always appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend, and as always, look forward to catching up soon.
All right, thanks, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right, take it easy.